May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
4 years ago this spring, my wife Heather was in her second year of teaching at Wellesley Middle School. I was getting ready to graduate from seminary and be ordained as a priest. And I had promised Heather that when I was done with school, we would move back to Portland, Oregon, where we had lived before. So I had been looking for jobs in Portland and was in fact about to accept one when Heather said, "You know, I love teaching in Wellesley. Is there any chance we could stay?" So together we looked at job postings in the Diocese of Massachusetts, and we noticed an opening at a church called St. Andrew's, a mile from her school. So we started reading more about the church, trying to imagine our family as a part of it. And she said, "You never know, maybe they'd be willing to call a gay priest." And I said, "You never know. Maybe the Cubs are going to win the World Series." All things are possible through Christ. But this church did call me. And because of all that, when I started, I already knew the only things I really needed to know. Always listen to my wife, and never underestimate the people of St. Andrew's. But when I started here, I had been ordained about a minute, and so of course there were many other things that I needed to learn. But I soon realized that I was in good hands, and how lucky I was to learn from the clergy and musicians and other staff of this church, from the Altar Guild, everyone involved in youth formation and outreach, from everybody who sat through one of my early sermons or reached out to make me feel welcome. Seminary prepared me for ordination, but St. Andrew's taught me how to be a priest. And more importantly, although I have been a Christian all my life, St. Andrew's has taught me how to be a Christian. Clergy are notorious for burning out, and more often than we would like to know, for losing their faith. But serving here for me has had the opposite effect. It has made my faith in God so much stronger. Not because of my merits, but because of all of yours. So many of you have prayed for me and my family. You've shown me the joy that you take in the ministries that God has called you to in your lives, in your families, in your professions, in this church. This parish is a place where people take seriously the promise we make in baptism to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. The light of the Holy Spirit shines through you. It is burning so brightly in this place. And being present to that light has transformed me. St. Andrew's has a real gift for training new priests and preparing them for service to the wider church. And after me will come a new assistant rector, fresh out of seminary. They'll have much to learn, and I fully expect you to exaggerate how brilliant I was to them. Mention how great I was with kids, how my sermons were amazing. But that person will be in good hands, just like I was. just like Brian and Chris and Julie, and so many others who have been lucky enough to pass through this place. Even though the hard part of that is that being raised up here inevitably means saying goodbye. But when I look around at all those others who came before me, it's very encouraging because all of them are thriving, serving the church in new ways in other places. I hope to join their ranks, and if I do, it will be because I was raised up here. As I prepare to be sent out to a new place, I've been thinking a lot lately about the Old Testament passage we happen to hear today. Isaiah opens himself up to God's call with the words, "Here am I, send me." And I had always thought of this as a story about purpose, finding your calling. You have certain gifts and certain passions, and you find a vocation where they sync up, and that's the calling for you. But as I read that story again, I realize that maybe as I thought about my own sense of calling, I had been putting myself too much at the center. Because this reading is not about Isaiah finding his passion. It's about God having a job that needs doing. He asks Isaiah, and Isaiah steps up. Not because he's ready, not because he's worthy, but because someone needs to do the work and God equips him for the task. And I think about this with my daughter. Before she was born, I thought about her in terms that I now realize were centered on me. My hopes for parenthood. My desire to be a mother. But now that she's here, it's her needs that are at the center and not my own. God created her and needed to entrust somebody with her care. And Heather and I are the luckiest people in the world, not because we were ready or worthy, but because God decided to entrust us with the call. In the same way, I was sent to St. Andrews, certainly not because of my own worthiness, but because you needed a priest. And you got me, a person of unclean lips, a person with many imperfections and so much to learn. But God worked with the materials that were available. And as I get ready to accept my next calling, I trust that God will continue to do the same. If he can do that for me, he can do it for you. Because God calls each of us in our time to do the work that needs doing. Sometimes the work that we would choose for ourselves, not always. Sometimes joyful work, sometimes painful work, and most often both, because we know that if we allow ourselves to love, we open the gates for both joy and pain. It has been an absolute privilege to get to know so many of you, to serve here as your priest, to celebrate with you in joy and walk beside you in suffering. I know that God is doing something amazing in this place because I have seen so many amazing things unfold here. And although God is sending our family to a new place, St. Andrew's will always be in our hearts. I will continue to pray for all of you as I hope that you will pray for me. But for now, one last time. Life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love. Make haste to be kind. And may the blessing of our amazing God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you this day and always. Amen.